Unit 5. Stress. Track 47.
Okay, let's talk about the staff's health and fitness. Last year, days lost increased by over 15% because of sickness and absenteeism.
Ooh.
That can't go on. We've got to do something about it. Any suggestions, Daniel?
Well, I think we should carry out a survey, find out why staff are so stressed and unhealthy. That'd help. At least we'd know what the problems are. I have another idea. Why don't we encourage staff to keep fit? How about paying for their subscription to a gym if they go, say, twice or more a week?
That's an interesting idea. But it could be a bit costly. What about staff who have a very heavy workload? What should we do to help them?
We could hire more staff for them, give them an assistant. You know, some of them even work at the weekend. How about banning staff from working at weekends? That'd solve the problem. They'd have more time to relax then, wouldn't they?
Well, I suppose we could do that. It's something to consider. You know, there's been a lot of complaints lately from staff who drive to work. They get really stressed when they get stuck in traffic jams. And mothers with young children find it difficult to get to work on time. What do we do about them, Kevin?
Why don't we introduce flexi-time for parents with young children? I think we should offer it to our admin staff, and maybe to some staff in other departments. Also, perhaps some staff could work from home.
Yes, interesting ideas.
I've got a good suggestion, Kevin.
Go ahead.
Well, it might be a good idea to set up a counselling service with a professional counsellor. Staff could go there and talk about their problems. Oh, yes, and another idea I've just thought of. Why not let staff change duties and roles from time to time to give them a bit of variety in their work?
I think this needs further thought. Let's meet tomorrow, same time, and try and come up with a plan to improve the staff's health and fitness.